Tony D on the third shift.
It's Tony D with you
on Yahoo Sports Radio and yahoosportsradio.com.
It's Tony D here on the nighttime on Yahoo Sports Radio. Thanks for joining us. And we've been talking about the NFL, and we mentioned that the Oakland Raiders may be moving to Las Vegas, and the mayor of Las Vegas seems confident. And I like relocation conversations because there's a lot of moving parts in them. So let's get it from the Las Vegas side. Rick Velotta joins us from the Las Vegas Review-Journal, and he joins us here to talk a little about NFL and possibly going to Las Vegas. How are you, Rick?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me. Before we get started, I need to kind of make a disclosure that the Adelson family, one of the backers of a proposing to build this $1.4 billion dome stadium in Las Vegas, also runs the Las Vegas. He owns the Las Vegas Review Journal, which is my employer. So I need to kind of say that right up front.
Sure. Okay. No problem. Thank you. Let's start at the beginning. When did the early conversation started brewing, at least from a media and maybe a fan sense that, whoa, the Raiders might be interested in Vegas?
Well, the first thing that really happened was that we heard these reports about a stadium being built, and the immediate reaction was, oh, this is great because this is for UNLV. They've got a problem because their home stadium is like some 10 to 15 miles away from campus. And what they're talking about doing is probably building something that's a lot closer to the school, right off the campus. And so we thought, oh, fantastic, a stadium. So that's where it first started, when we heard those types of reports. Then it came into the conversation that maybe, just maybe, we could possibly have the Oakland Raiders as a tenant, which was, I think, a big surprise to just about everybody in town.
A lot of these situations where there's an open city gets used as a sort of ploy to get local dollars for where the team is actually in. Is there any feeling like Vegas is being played a little bit here?
I think that was the immediate thought. But when Mark Davis actually came to Las Vegas and made a presentation to a state committee that's making recommendations on tourism infrastructure, I think a lot of those worries kind of went away because it was all quite sincere. Now, of course, you know, when you actually hear people say that, you think, okay, yeah, he's just playing a great poker hand here. But at the same time, I think there was a lot of skepticism that was going on when he initially came into the building. But then as things progressed, they got to know each other a little bit better. And I think that Mark Davis is actually quite sincere about moving his team to Las Vegas if everything comes up the way he wants it to.
How does the NFL, what's the riding feeling about the gambling aspect of Vegas and marrying that with an NFL franchise?
Well, of course, that was one of the big concerns because all along the NFL has not really held Las Vegas in very high regard. If you recall back in the late 90s, The NFL would not even allow Las Vegas to advertise itself during the Super Bowl broadcast. And every time we turned around, there was something that was going on why the NFL didn't appreciate Las Vegas. And, of course, it was the whole gambling aspect. Now, there's a lot of owners in the NFL who have these old school feelings, but we're also starting to see kind of a thaw in that. And so we're seeing some indications that maybe some of these owners are starting to come around. Of course, just recently here we had Jerry Jones make a really nice pitch on behalf of Las Vegas. So I think that you're going to see a lot of these owners are looking at Las Vegas as a potential new market that might be successful. And there's a lot of things that would have to fall into place before that happened. But certainly the gambling aspect is starting I think that's that whole freeze is starting to thaw.
Rick, what's the demographic? Yeah, go ahead.
One other thing, too, is that you have to remember that they play, a couple exhibition games a year in London at Wembley Stadium. There's gambling on sports betting right there at the stadium. So it's not like this is unprecedented.
What's the demographic makeup in terms of people who live in Las Vegas and getting around a team, a local team? Are there a lot of locals or a lot of transplants that would back this? What's the early read on the population?
Well, we've got a little bit more than 2 million people who live in Clark County, which is the county in which Las Vegas sits, and probably a good 50 to 60% of those come from someplace else. A lot of them come from California, and a lot of them have been Raiders fans beforehand. And then the other part of it is that we've got a kind of a, like a whole city of people who come here on a weekend because either they're here to enjoy themselves or they're here for conventions. And so we have this constant inflow and outflow of people that come through. But the residents that live here are, most of them have come from someplace else. I've come from someplace else. So that is pretty much the same pretty much across the board here.
What's the read on local businesses? Obviously, the casinos are big, but are there any other local businesses that would be willing to support financially the sponsorships that go along with a professional team?
Well, there obviously the casino and tourism industry is the largest, and Nevada is in a situation where we're trying to diversify our economy, so we're looking at all these different types of businesses to come in to make that diversification, so that if ever there's some kind of a downturn in the economy, that we won't get socked like we did back in 2007. So there aren't any really huge corporations that are not gaming. There are some. There's some high-tech companies that are here, probably not household names for most of the people in listening to this. But certainly the thing is also is that Las Vegas is kind of magical in terms of everybody knows where we are and everybody sees it. So if you put those things together, for example, T-Mobile is not a company that's based here, but they put their brand on the recent arena that was built behind the New York Hotel Casino.
Rick, what about stadium financing in terms of taxpayers, and is that something that people are behind, or are they okay with? How does that process work?
Well, again, like you said at the very beginning, there's a lot of moving parts here, and that is one that is part of the moving parts equation. And it still hasn't been completely figured out. There have been a lot of proposals that have been issued, a lot of people talking about different things. Right now, the ownership of the Raiders has committed to spending, I think it's $500 million, and some of that would be in the form of a loan from the NFL. Then there has been the developers, and that is Las Vegas Sands Corporation and Majestic Realty. They are the developers that are primarily behind this. And then there's a component of public funding. And that's where it gets a little bit tricky, because a lot of the people here in town don't want to see any tax money at all used to finance a stadium. And this is probably not a fight that's that hasn't happened in other venues as well. This is something that goes on all the time. But right now, the total ask from the proposal is $750 million in tax money. Well, where does that come from? It probably would come in the form of hotel rooms. Well, right now we're also in the midst of trying to expand our convention center. We're trying to build some new roads and maybe a light rail system down here in Las Vegas, because we're getting so crowded on the Strip. So all these needs are out there. And that's what this committee is all about Mark Davis spoke before last month. So that's why it's still kind of an open situation. There's going to be another meeting of this committee towards the end of this month, at which they will talk a bit more about just how they can put this together. There have been some proposals out there to increase that room tax percentage. There's been talks about putting together a special tax district around the stadium. There's been talks about increasing the percentage of the tax on rental cars. So it's all right now in proposal stage, but there's a lot of people talking and a lot of ideas being floated.
Rick Velotta, again, Las Vegas Review-Journal, on the possibility of the Raiders heading out to the desert. Rick, great talking to you. Thank you so much for that insight.
Hey, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, listen to that. Taxes coming from the tourists. Rent-a-cars, hotel tax. And there's money there. I never like it when we have to dip into the public funds for billionaire stadiums. Nobody does. I don't think anybody does. I don't think anybody thinks it's a good idea. All the studies say it's a bad idea. But this Las Vegas thing is really intriguing, because I don't think Mark Davis is playing the city. I just don't. I believe the mayor when she says that she thinks it's a good chance that they'll move there. I think so. I think there is... The NFL is coming to the realization that this city is primed for a professional team of some sort, and the NFL should be at the forefront of it. But $700 million in tax money, probably most of it's going to have to come from tourism. Yahoo Sports Radio.